Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Great pig.
Nope.
Great pig.
Nope.
No.
Great pig.
Why are they all the same?
Just play the end on its fine.
Three versions of that same sting. Great pig. No. Great pig. No. Hi, monks.
Hi, how are you?
All right, thanks. It's weird, like normally when you do like podcasts or radio and stuff, you have like a chat, don't you, when you arrive or when you log on and then you start the show. And I feel like this podcast, at some point, we just play the jingle and we just sort of without almost stopping the conversation.
Yeah, it's seamless.
We've just been having a chat and then we just press the jingle and we're like, yeah, fine, carry on.
Shall we begin?
Shall we? We sort of have begun and have not begun. We're talking about your work and my Cornwall. I don't know.
You're going to Cornwall.
Going to Cornwall next week. Yeah, which I'm excited about, but it's so far away.
Yeah, it's really far. Because this is the thing. I was going to try and come and join you, invite myself at the weekend. But realistically, if I'm only able to come down like late on Saturday, are you leaving on the Sunday?
No, Tuesday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, but you see, then I need to be...
Oh, but you need to be...
On the Monday.
Working, are you?
Yeah.
That's the thing, if you come down Sunday to Tuesday, I mean, we're just planning admin now on the show. This is not what anybody wants to hear.
But it looks lovely where you're going in Cornwall.
It's so good. I will tell you about where I'm going actually, because the reason that we're going is, basically, me and my sister hired a house in Cornwall on the entire basis that it was the setting for a Jonathan Creek episode.
You're joking.
No, it was a Jonathan Creek episode was filmed there. And we love Jonathan Creek. And there was a BuzzFeed or something article when they put it online. It's like, oh my God, you can go and rent this house that was in Jonathan Creek.
Oh my
Creek.
God, and you did it.
So yeah, did all that.
That's really, I'm such a big fan of Jonathan Creek.
Me too.
Sponsored by Jacob's Crackers. Yay!
JC is sponsored by JC. That works well, doesn't it?
It does,
that's
doesn't
pleasing.
It? Welcome. Mm. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me. Hello, everyone. Hi, guys.
How
Hi.
Are you?
Tom Price on the line.
All right, thanks. Got a rocking a slight sore throat, actually. That's not worrying at all, is it?
Oh, is it a sort of continuous cough as well? You got that?
No, there's no continuous cough. I think I might go and do a little cheeky Latmoflow.
Latmoflow. Do it.
Latmoflow. Yeah, think I will. How is it? How are we? First of all, Helen Monks, how are you?
Excellent, thank you.
Great. Dave Cripp, how are you?
I am fine. Yeah, I'm all right, actually. Yeah. Just doing... I did a friend's quiz last night, and when I do these pub quizzes, they give me free drinks. And I just forget to stop drinking them. So I've just got a bit of a beery head this morning, you know?
That's fun.
It's fun.
Free drinks
really
are... The thing is, I'm not a big drinker, as just see above. No. But when I am presented with anything free, I will overindulge. And as a result, like... God, when was the last time I went to a free drinks thing? Ages ago, literally years ago now, because COVID. But those are the worst hangovers I've ever had when it's free booze. Because I approach it like I approach a buffet, and you've seen me at a buffet, Dave.
Yes, it's like a sort of value for money thing, isn't it? You suddenly go, I'll drink more than I've ever would normally have drunk because I want to feel like I've taken advantage of the situation.
And the mixing. I love the mixing, the beers and the wine. Lethal.
And it might, well, actually, do you know what? The last time I got free booze was on a flight. That's what it was, when I went to New Zealand.
Wow.
And I thought, well, I'm going to be on the plane for such a long time. And as I sat down, they said, would you like some champagne? Thank you very much. And then they said, and what would you like when we've reached whatever it is, cruising altitude? And I was like, oh, well, the red wine. And I went from zero to shit-faced in under 15 minutes.
Were you travelling business class? They're offering you champagne.
One of the best experiences of my life. I did a gig in New Zealand. I had to go out for 2 weeks, and they flew me first class. And the flight, I mean, the whole thing was just ridiculous, but the flight was possibly in the top three things about the whole experience. Oh,
wow. Wow.
Oh, don't.
Jealous.
It was amazing. Aww. Lucky boy. Lucky boy.
Lucky boy.
How long's the pod been going for? What have I missed, guys?
Oh, you've missed only about 3 minutes.
Oh, right. Oh, fine. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, we were just talking about Jonathan Creek and Cornwall and Jacob's Crackers, and then you arrived.
There you go. That's a nice run-in. That is a nice run-in. When are you going to Cornwall, Dave Cribb? Is that soon?
Next Thursday. A week today.
A week today.
1 week today.
Oh, I'm really jealous. It looks so nice.
Can we play postcard lottery, please, when you go to Cornwall?
Oh, yes. I'll have to find a postcard, won't I?
I'd like that.
And then write it. And then, hang on, no, how does it work? Do I write it and then send it? I can't remember. No, you don't really need me to
go somewhere.
I've
never really understood this game, you know.
I've sort of forgotten it now.
So you send a postcard.
You have to write a postcard to someone you know and love. And before you send it off, you take a picture of it, and then you come back and you say, right, it's a postcard from X in Cornwall. What are the... And then we have to guess what you said.
Oh, it's sort of the catchphrase, isn't it?
It's a great format.
Oh, my gosh, can I play?
Yes, it's a brilliant format. Postcard lottery is the best thing we've ever done on this show, apart from maybe Fun Times Friday.
Fun Times.
Well, the emoji thing was good, actually.
So
good.
So I have an admin question, which is...
Good. We love nothing but admin on this show. That's what we love.
If you're going to Cornwall for over a week?
No, Thursday to Tuesday. It's perfect cabin fever.
Oh, fine.
As we record on Wednesdays, famously.
Happy Thursday, everyone.
Apart from today and last week and the week before and every other time that people can't do Wednesdays.
Maybe we should just move it to Thursdays.
No.
Thursday's a faff, though, because we've got to really turn this edit around now, you know?
I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
How was my big musical day? You guys had a big musical day.
Oh, you mean West End Live?
Oh, yeah. Why did you say
my big musical day makes it sound like Helen Monk's... I don't know, Helen, you probably know. You were there. Was your
I don't know. I thought it was
day.
Called something like My Big Musical Day. But
West
it wasn't.
End
it was
Live.
My West End
Nearly.
Live Day.
None of the words that you said were in the title.
That is quite a... That's an enjoyable... habit of my mother's is taking any good TV show and just slightly changing the title because she can never remember the title. So Big Brothers, she just called Brothers.
Brothers.
Really?
Brothers.
I've been watching Brothers. What the fuck is Brothers? So annoying.
That's great.
My big musical day. It was good, actually. Yeah, it was really good fun. They set up a stage in a little corner of London, a little park in London. It's not really a park, is it, Dave?
Trafalgar Square.
It's very much a square.
More of a square.
More of a square. And a couple of other presenters went on in between lots of musicians, like musical theatre performers, who were all amazing, and just sort of felt quite talentless, which, I mean, I'm sort of used to that now, but especially musical theatre people. I've got this theory, and Dave, I'm sure, will jump in on this, that there is no greater underappreciated and under-respected art form than people who do musical theatre, because it's insane what they do. They're amazing.
It is mad skilled, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they are quite appreciated, though. Is that just in my circles?
Maybe in your circles, but I just think, like, generally, like, in...
You're right,
like,
there's a snobbishness,
culture.
Isn't there, where I've heard them described as a sofa bed, where they're neither good at being a sofa or a bed. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's true.
And you don't see big musical shows on TV. And you don't see big... Every now and again, you get a Ruthie Henschel or a John Barrowman breaking through. But you don't see big musical theatre stars that often breaking through.
Yeah, that's true.
It's as big... It should be as celebrated as, say, comedy, you know, or whatever. But it's not, weirdly. It's not.
Definitely harder than comedy, isn't it? Like, skills-wise, like, yes.
someone who's shambled through a comedy career for nearly 20 years. It's unbelievable. Like, just, like, watching some of the guys... doing, I don't know, like the guys from Hamilton were obviously amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Just watching them absolutely nail it and act brilliantly and sing beautifully. Like the guys who did Les Mis were just brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And it was Saturday. It was on for 2 days. Saturday was beautiful and sunny, so I had to keep going on stage and telling everyone to...
apply sunscreen. Yeah.
Sunday was raining.
Big dad energy.
I had two slightly awkward moments. I wore some crazy trousers... which I thought I would do to try and...
We need to talk about the trousers, don't we? The trousers are very good trousers.
I did see the trousers.
Let's put it out there
Instagram.
That the trousers themselves are very good, right?
The trousers are fun. They're bright pink. there's a problem.
There is a problem. But there's a problem that you weren't aware of, to be fair, isn't it?
I did not know about this. And I bought them from a really great company called Royal and Awesome, who make crazy golf trousers, right? And now I'm wearing them in real life for gigs because they're quite fun. They're big and bright and stupid, right? Like me, yeah. Big, bright and stupid, all the best. But they were covered in flamingos.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Helen, do you know what flamingos are quite a well-known symbol of?
Racism.
That's right. Oswald Mosley and the Black Shirts back in the 1930s used to all gather at the Flamingo pub. No, try again.
That thing that they play in Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, that's it. Croquet. That's kind of true. Swinging. Yeah.
No.
Swinging. Yeah. No. Couple swapping. Couple
you wear flamingos to let other swingers know that you're available for swinging.
Mm-hmm. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
They're sort of like sex masons.
So, big number one question is, who is it who pointed that out?
Well, several middle-aged couples.
Half of the internet, yeah.
Queuing. Oh, you're queuing photographs? No, you've got a big bowl and your house keys. What's going
on? Carrying the bowl around.
Carrying it. Yeah, so I was...
were you approached?
Ambassador for...
Because in
swinging.
A way, it's more offensive if you're not approached, isn't it?
Yes. He's like wearing a T-shirt saying, I'm single and nobody coming to chat you up.
Oh my God, that's so true. Available. No, I wasn't approached.
Disappointing.
And then, so that was awkward. The other thing I did, which was really bad, I don't think I've told you about this, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
So they had a whole bunch of musicals on. At one stage we had, I think it was something like Come From Away, Hamilton, Disney's Frozen, which you have to call it Disney's Frozen, then Wicked. And then Wicked was on after that. Yeah. And the Frozen guys were all backstage. And I went up to... who's the main one? Is it Elsa or Anna? I don't know. Whoever's the main kind of one.
Elsa? I think Elsa.
Yeah, Elsa. And I saw Frozen the other day and it is fucking good. And so I told her and I went on for ages about how great it was. And I thought she was brilliant. Yay. I thought the effects were amazing. It was her. She was, you know. Anyway, turns out there's a princess in Wicked who looks identical. Identical. And she didn't tell me. She didn't say, I'm actually in Wicked. She just took it all and went, thanks. And I was like, oh, the special effects and the film was good, but I love the musical and they had some new songs. And I thought you nailed Let It Go because that can't be easy to do that every night, right? And she's going, no, it's not easy.
I imagine.
She just went along with it. I'm sorry, that's on her.
I cannot Google it now. If you Google Wicked, the musical, and you'll see... some sort of princess or queen character, and it is the costume is identical.
It's Glinda, right? The Good Witch. Is that one?
It's the good. Yeah. So if you Google the Good Witch and Wicked,
which good? Which is coming up?
Which magazine for best witch? Is there a witch magazine for best witch?
Which good Starla Silver? Oh wow, she really does look like the woman from Frozen.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a similar sort of vibe. It's blue dress, blonde hair.
Blue dress, blonde hair, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
and crucially, not green, as I came to it. So,
that's really embarrassing. Do you know, I once did that with the actor Jim Carter. I said that I really liked his display at the Tate Modern or the South Bank or something, and that was the display of the actor Jim Broadbent. And he was a bit offended, to be honest. I think they get mixed up quite a lot.
I was once on TV interviewing Jesse Armstrong and Sam Bain, who wrote Peep Show, of course, famously, and lots of other things. And Jesse Armstrong, in fact, now writes Succession, which is coming back soon. And
yeah,
at the end of the interview,
wait.
I said, as the interview finished, I wrapped up. I think it had gone really well. And I was like, I've absolutely nailed this. Thank you so much to my brilliant guests this evening, Sam Bain and Jesse Wallace. Jesse Wallace is, of course... the woman who plays Cat Slater.
Really good. Really
live on TV,
good.
Cut two ads. All gone. Done.
Oh, God.
It's a wonder that I've not been more successful.
Time to start learning to sing and dance, mate. Courage.
It's the only way through it. It's the only way forward. Yeah, true story.
Well, I'm glad you had a nice time at my big fat musical.
At Helen Monk's musical event. Yes, it was really good. Thank you. It was ace. And Dave Cribb was there with his sister as well. And I thought for the two of you to survive the sun, you did very well.
Yes, well, cards on the table, right? You got us the nice VIP tickets, which means there's like a little stand at the back with seats and stuff, you know? And in my memory, it was covered. And it was covered, but what I hadn't banked on was the sun. sort of being lower than the roof, as it were. Do you know what I mean?
And so it was punchy on Saturday, wasn't it?
Right. But I mean, you were probably all right, right? Because it was right behind the stage. It was basically over the stage, shining right on my face.
Absolutely nothing. And that, for me, that's an instant leave. That's a red card. If I have to sit exposed in the sun, I went to a cricket match over the summer, and luckily my brother bought seats in the shade for the whole day. And I was like, if I was in the sun for the whole day, I'm out. I'm done. I go home. It's over.
Really?
Yeah, I can't do it. So I thought you did very well, but then you did have free biscuits and drink.
Yes. My only complaint, Tom, please feed this back, was there was no Diet Coke. And anyone that knows me, I mean, I'm not sure the event was built entirely around me.
But no, it was built around Helen Munns.
I despise Diet Coke.
No, but the extension of that, and it's one of those things where we've talked about the free drink wonder. It was great. There was beer and wine and Pimm's and all this sort of stuff. But there was no soft drinks, not a single sausage.
You can't drink a sausage, mate.
So, and I got there at 11 a.m. on Saturday. You know, 11 a.m.
Yeah, that
so
isn't great.
Even for me, I had a Pimm's about one because I was like, oh, this is fine now. But
yeah, because what about if you're like religious or pregnant,
or just don't drink, famously,
or don't drink?
And also,
yeah, those
loads of kids there, for example, quite a family day out, wasn't it? It's like, do you want kids, wine or gin?
It's weird, isn't it? It was a weird one. The other thing as well, which you reported back, Dave, and I will feed this back, annoying people in the corporate VIP area talking throughout the performance.
Business pricks.
Always men.
All men, all in suits. Actually, there were some annoying women as well, to be fair.
Okay.
Keeping everything
gender
equal.
Gender equality is important.
Absolutely. There were some absolutely annoying women. They just weren't talking about business. They were just talking about stuff.
And were they doing it when the acts were on?
Loudly, right next to me. Yeah.
So rude.
Oh.
I wouldn't go to your work and talk over a presentation on quarterly figures. So don't come here, etc.
It was really annoying. But there's two halves to the VIP bits, Tom, and I've sent you my suggestion. Half of it can be for people that actually want to watch the show next year, and just put all the people that want to talk about the stock market in the other half.
I think Stockfest.
Stockfest, yeah, exactly.
They can have a Stockfest, and they can literally go and say, well, book them a meeting room.
Maybe this is a good business idea. Maybe we should just come up with our own festival where nothing happens, but there's just some art on in the background for you to ignore so you can feel like you're ignoring it.
So here we go. Conventions and fests. By the way, stop me if it's ad time. Where are we at now?
It's coming up, actually. Yeah, it's coming up.
All right. We're not
ad time. And then why don't we, after ads, come back? Obviously, we've got the WhatsApp agenda, but also, if you had to organise a fest, which loads of people are doing now, what would your fest be? What a question.
Great question.
Hi, I'm Scott Hancock, and I host From Queer to Eternity, a new podcast exploring what it means to be queer, where we have conversations like this.
I look at younger generations and go, you can just Google this stuff.
The fact that the only mention of queerness was don't get AIDS.
If I'd been marrying a girl, that would not have happened.
Maybe we can find a universality that we weren't aware of before.
That's why this podcast is so great, because actually, I guess we just don't think to speak of this stuff, and yet it's part of our fabric.
From Queer to Eternity, available to listen to now from the Great Big Owl Company.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Because Al Murray went to, and he was going on about this a lot on Instagram.
You carried on that sentence because we don't really break for the ads in real life, but that was 3 minutes ago. Yeah.
So Al Murray went, I saw him on Instagram, he went to Warfest, which is just a load of war nerds.
Right up his street, isn't it?
Oh, mate, it was pretty much right down my back alley as well. Absolutely love all that stuff. And he basically went, and they all dress up in, you know, it's all cosplay, and they all dress up as people at war and talk about the Second World War, which, you know, I would have called it Second World War Fest, because War Fest sounds a bit like, oh, come on, mate, let's not... It sounds a bit like you're celebrating just war in general.
Yeah, it does a bit, doesn't it?
There's still quite a few really nasty ones happening now, so let's make it Second World War, you know, it happened a long time ago, and it's kind of okay to... Is it okay? Oh, God, I don't know. Anyway, it just looked incredible. It looked incredible. He was pissing around in a tank all weekend.
Oh, that's so not for me, you know. Al Murray, yes. Tank, no.
Yeah, okay, ticking Al Murray box. What would your fest be?
This monk's on a really big delay. Something like a big old pause.
Am I asking really hard questions?
What would your fest be? Go on, Monksy. The thing is, I like to throw these things at Helen and not give her time to think, because whatever she's about to say, I imagine will be insane.
Well, my first thing was a laundry festival, but this is because I need to do my laundry. So that wasn't very imaginative, was it? I just thought a festival where you take your washing and someone does your washing for you.
What about Mould Fest?
Oh, yeah. Mould Fest. Oh, maybe Bed Fest. Different types of bed.
Bed
Fest.
You can get
in all the different beds and have a big sleep. And it lasts for a year.
Oh, I'd like that. I'd like that. Or if you're a parent and it's Bed Fest, it lasts for 6 broken hours.
Wrong crowd, TP. No sympathy here from either me or Mike.
I would like 90s Fest, which probably does exist, actually, doesn't it?
Oh, must do.
Love that shit. I'd have my combats on. I'd walk around with my signed Manic Street Preachers Everything Must Go album. I'd arrive in my 1990 red Mini Metro. I'd smoke Marlboro Reds without any health warnings on. I'd drink hooch.
I could go on. Could I be at the festival down the road that's the early noughties fest?
Sure, doing all the same things but slightly more modern.
Yeah, just a bit cooler.
Well, more recent, not necessarily cooler, not necessarily better.
Just different halls for different decades.
Exactly.
What about you, Dave Crib? What's your festival?
Oh, see, my festival already exists, right? Well, in one way.
Glastonbury.
I was about to say that.
No. Helen Monk's musical extravaganza is really sort of right on my street. Aww. That, just loads of musicals, is really nice for me.
Oh, don't. I'm going to cry.
But why?
Because you got to live your festival dream.
Well, he did, but then he had to watch me in between. Yes. This is Dave, who works with me, has to edit my show on BBC Radio Wales, and then has to watch me waffle in between his dream. It's a nightmare.
What I really love is a food festival, right? So,
yeah.
But Taste of London, mate. Taste of London.
Yeah, but I have one problem with all food festivals, is that it's not the buffet I was led to believe it is, you know? So what I really want is a food festival, whereas... Instead of, you know, every store you have to buy a £10 thing, don't you? I want an all-inclusive food festival. Around and go, yes,
Dave,
what?
Fast food fest.
Yes.
Junk fest.
Junk fest.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Do you know what we could do? We could just go to Cosmos. Have you been to Cosmos?
Where's that? Is that Wimbledon?
No, there's something
in Wimbledon like that. Are you talking about like one of those world buffets?
Yeah, world buffets. And we could just get some banners up and like make a programme of the day or something, like a little print out a programme of events and just make our own food fest.
We could just go for lunch, to be fair. We don't need the banner. Honestly, the banner is not really for me. Like, that's not really my favourite bit of a festival.
Where is Cosmos? I don't know. I've been to the one in Bristol.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, there's one in Cardiff or Bristol or somewhere like that, isn't
there? There's one in Essex.
What is it then? It's just all different foods under
so
one.
So good. Yeah, pay one price. Can't remember what it is. And then it's all you can eat, all of the foods. You've got Chinese, curry. You've got roast dinner, fish and chips.
I see
sushi.
A roast with a bit of korma sauce on the side. That's what I'm talking about. When I was at uni, I used to regularly make myself chicken korma on toast. Delicious.
Ooh.
Chicken korma on toast. That sounds quite good, actually.
It's absolutely brilliant. Get really thick bread, and it's just, what could possibly go wrong? I love toast. I love chicken korma. I'm done. I'm there.
I was doing a podcast earlier this week. Sorry, a different one. And one of the guests, when asked what's their favourite meal, said Bovril on toast.
Marmite, but Bovril. Yeah.
What even is Bovril?
Hang on. This is as normal as having marmalade on toast in the 80s. Bovril.
What's Bovril?
Bovril is a beef-based Marmite. It's sort of cow brains.
Favourite food in the world.
Bovril
on toast. I mean, I never liked it, but
Google
it
Bovril monks and it looks
B-O-V-R-I-L. It looks it's
thick
literally
and salty meat extract paste.
Yeah. Ooh. lovely.
It is. It's very. I think they sort of they call it hearty because it's made from.
Yeah. And there's a drink as well, isn't there? There's like
you can get it.
A beef drink.
It's a great word, Bovril. Yeah. Bovril.
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 If you go and watch the Arsenal. As a vegan, Helen, it might not be entirely for you.
Not for me. Not for me.
If they
do
a vegan
extra
Bovril, that's a good thing.
That's not going to happen. That's just not going to be a thing. It's like when they made sugar-free Red Bull. What's the point?
Vegan Bovril. I just think if you can imagine it, then it exists.
Iconic vegan beef brand launches vegan Bovril made with beets.
It's beet real.
No. Bovril.
Yeah?
Dave.
Yeah?
By the way.
Yeah?
You know what autumn now means to me? It's nearly Bailey's o'clock.
Oh, I see, yes.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
It's nearly back. We've gone full circle.
Do you know what I found the other day in the back of my fridge? It's a bottle of Bailey's from last Christmas. I just didn't know if it's still good or not.
There's only one way to find out.
You've got
to
try it.
This is dairy-based, though, isn't it? You wouldn't keep a bottle of milk for the entire year, would you? And so for next Christmas.
But isn't it some instant milk shit? You might keep a bottle of UHT milk.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is it basically UHT so processed that the milk element doesn't really matter, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just Googling vegan Baileys because I do want to be in on the Baileys fun this year, but also milky.
There must be a vegan Baileys. That has to be a thing, doesn't it?
I think it's just
anyway, can I just get just a dial back? Bovril on toast. I can't believe you've not heard of that. That is a thing that you used to spread Bovril on toast absolutely regularly.
No, but it was more that's your favourite meal in the whole world.
Oh, I see. As the favourite meal. Oh, yeah, that's bonkers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's
like marvellous. If you said, what is your favourite food in the whole world? That's just like saying jam.
Pizza.
Jam's my favourite meal. That's not like it's. And also,
I see
this
I
guest
see,
was a professional footballer,
right?
You know,
right? Was it James Milner?
So they can have a lot of pizza.
Bovril Milner? No, it wasn't. No, but yeah. Anyway, so that's. I don't know where we were after that. I was astounded by that. If you like, it's a hard one to answer, isn't it? Your favourite meal of all time.
It
favorite
really
meal
is
of all time. Yeah. Well, are we talking about specific meals I've had in certain places, or what is
no,
your
like
favorite
what,
thing to
if
eat?
You like were clicking your finger? I guess it's that cliche
your
little
death row
meal thing, isn't it? Yeah. If you click your fingers and have anything you wanted, what would it be?
Oh yeah, I'm really unimaginative though. I have got
roast dinner. Is that what you're gonna say?
No. It's just the full. It's the full cheeseburger with probably sweet potatoes and a milkshake.
Yeah, that's
very
it's like
basic.
A fancy McDonald's, basically.
I've got an American palate. Yeah.
Yes.
What would yours be, Dave? Do you know?
No.
It's the same, isn't it? Because we've got twin palettes. So
yeah, we do have that. I would enjoy that. I don't think I'd have that as my absolute sort of last meal. I think I'd have some sort of sushi buffet, unlimited sushi.
Sushi.
Oh,
interesting.
Right. I love sushi. I love any food. Here's my thing about food, right, guys? And we'll stop talking about food in a minute. But I love any food where the norm is a selection of smaller foods. Rather than,
I just don't
want one food. Do you
yes.
mean?
Yes, it's an
so that's why we love going to Oaxaca. It's like any sort of tapas-based
banana tree
thing.
You introduced me to banana tree.
I did,
Gosh,
we've had a lovely lunch. Is there? Oh, actually, we need to go for dinner with Tilly, Helen, just on admin.
Yes. Can we go to banana tree?
Yeah, so I was just thinking.
All right, guys, you sort yourself out a nice thing to do while I just sit here. Yeah, cool.
You've listened to this podcast, right?
Yeah, of course. Always.
So...
Do you know what the banana tree offers? I think this is maybe my favourite food of all time.
Yeah.
It's fake chicken with satay sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That satay
my
sauce
mouth
is great.
Filled
give me
it
a vat of saliva. A vat of satay.
Satay sauce is just posh peanut butter, isn't it?
Basically, yes. With some of the bits in it. But, yeah, it is wonderful.
Oh, very bloody love peanut butter.
Guys,
bloody
I'm so hungry. Can we stop and go
I'm
and
starving.
Have food?
Can we knock this on the head? Right, can we have a quick WhatsApp agenda before we wrap this up?
Oh,
today,
bloody
then?
Hell, we haven't done that, have we?
Waze.
No. Have we got anything? Waze. God,
Waze.
Can we put that on there?
From Tom.
Oh, shit.
Waze and Cornwall.
I just,
we've talked about Cornwall.
We've done Cornwall.
No, Waze. Tom's put Cornwall. Tom's not putting my Cornwall trip on his agenda, is he?
Maybe to ask you about Cornwall.
Oh, God.
Is it to ask Dave about corn?
I have no idea. Helen, you really need to remember more when I write these things down. You need
can you
to
remember Waze? Surely Waze.
No, it's Waze about is Waze. Waze is just that sat-nav app on the phone, which is turns out it's really good.
Yeah, we really liked it. And that's,
I wouldn't really call that an anecdote.
Oh, I bet that's what it was, though. I bet that's right.
I mean, ditto, Cornwall. Yeah, I quite like that. Next question.
Electric bike from Dave Cribb.
Oh, we talked about that last week, didn't we?
Did we?
Yeah, have you... Dave's bought an electric bike.
Bought an electric bike, yeah.
Did I zone out?
For
I think
£2,000! £2,000!
Yeah, we've done all of these. Pounds. Tom's Instagram, which I couldn't remember. Le Jog, which I still need to update. Meeting David the Listener.
The one
which
we haven't done at the bottom is Tom, which says, saying peeps.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I said peeps on a text message, and I'm really sorry about that because it's not. I don't like it.
Oh, that was a text to us. That was a text to us.
It was a message.
Did you move a text to you?
What time are we doing peeps?
I said peeps, and as soon as I read it, I was like, oh, God.
You wrote on this in the second WhatsApp group. So you wrote in the organising WhatsApp group, what time are we doing peeps? And then on WhatsApp agenda, you wrote, saying peeps.
Yeah. I just felt really bad about saying peeps. It really sat badly with me. As soon as I said it, I was like, no, God, that's offensive.
Not the one.
Yeah.
No, I didn't write anything on the WhatsApp agenda this week. Sorry.
No.
I'll have to go through what's happened and write it now, and then we can do it next week.
Or just remember to write it this week as we go, you know?
Great.
Yeah, but lots of exciting things have happened this week.
Oh, I went to see some wrestling this week. That's my anecdote of the week.
Oh, my God.
I went to watch the WWE wrestling at the O2, courtesy of your friend of mine, Mark Haynes.
Mark Haynes, yeah. Could have told you that, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Name someone that we know that likes wrestling, Mark Haynes. Done. Yeah.
Was it good? Did you have a good time?
It was really fun, yeah. I mean, it was free, so thrilled.
You're so good at getting invited to these things. You got VIP to My Big Fat Musical. You got front row seats to wrestling at the O2.
Well, it wasn't front row, and I was glad for that because I was looking at the front row seats going, that isn't a good seat.
People
get sprayed in wrestler spittle and blood.
But also, it's like, have you ever been to like a comedy show where the venue's a bit shit and the stage is implausibly high? Like, it's above your head when you're sat down. That's what sitting in the front row of wrestling is, because the ring is above your head.
Oh,
but people pay through the nose. We were like halfway back, probably. Great view, really good on view. But I discovered the people around us had paid £120 per ticket.
Oh, my.
And that was, you know, probably 50 rows back type thing, you know?
Wow.
And did Hulk Hogan win? Or was it The Undertaker who won?
Yes, both won. Wrestling won, I'd say, at the end of the day.
Wrestling was the winner. Dave, do you remember any of the people you watched wrestle?
Yes.
He's Googling. He's Googling. I can.
No, I do. I remember Rey Mysterio, because... So basically, I watched wrestling when I was younger and I haven't watched it since. And Rey Mysterio, who now must be pushing 56, I don't know, he's certainly a man in his middle age, you know? He is in a tag team with his son. It was really odd but quite cute. Yeah, it was quite sweet. And there were some other ones. And the headline match, guys, and this is good, talking that we'll come full circle, but the headline match was a women's match. And I thought, when I used to watch wrestling... That shit would not have flown. Like, wrestling fans did not enjoy watching women's wrestling, basically. Yeah. And I was like, this is great. We've come a long way, haven't we?
Yeah. And did people get up and leave, or did
no? It was that Becky Lynch, who's an Irish wrestler, was like the biggest superstar of the night there. Like, it was nice.
Finally, we're allowed to punch each other too.
Yeah, I was going to say, finally, we can cheer someone smashing a woman's face in. I'm not sure that's...
Yeah, I think what you've taken from that, Tom, is the wrong message.
how long is does a fight last?
Sort of. Here's the thing about... Mark was explaining this to me. So these house shows, as they're known, aka not filmed and therefore not broadcast at all, they really fucking phone it in. I'm not kidding.
Really?
When I reckon for the start of each match, there's 3 to 4 minutes of them just dancing in a circle. No interaction. Wow. They're not even touching each other. The first match we saw, there was 4 minutes of the two opponents. One would get up on the turnbuckle corner thing and just put his arms up, and everyone would go, "Hey!" And then the other guy would, and everyone would go, "Boo!" And they literally did it for 4 minutes. I was like, this is You're taking the piss, lads. You've only got work for about 12 minutes tonight for your fee. I know. Wow. Honestly, they were dicking about. It was proper funny. But yeah, each match is like 10 to 15 minutes, I guess, depending.
And is it wrestling right. that's the really choreographed one, or is that cage fighting? No,
it's all choreographed. It's all incredibly impressive. Like there's no way you can't be cynical about the actual athleticness of it, or you know, there's certain things. Yeah, a guy like jumped from the top rope and landed on a man's chest. It's like there's no way that doesn't hurt a bit. You know, even if there's really techniques. You know, you can't not have gravity. You know.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon has not bought gravity off and said, just make sure that doesn't hurt. So that there's a lot
great.
Of things.
If they did zero gravity wrestling, I would love that.
Oh, I'd go and see. I'd pay £120 to sit halfway back to see that.
Mention it to Bezos, mate. You'll probably invest all the money he has in it.
They'd just float around.
So there you go. That was fun. That was fun. I enjoyed that.
Good. Okay. AOB, apart from we've done the wrestling. AOB.
No, oh, yeah. Final wrestling AOB. How much does a cheeseburger cost at the O2 Arena?
Ooh.
Okay. So, cheeseburger, what, £8?
By going north of that.
So, go on.
I'd say £20.
Oh, my God. No, you've done that thing where you've over-egged every time. You will not believe how much this cost. £8 billion. Oh, thanks. You've ruined my game. No, it was £14.50.
How much?
But you're not talking about a sit down.
No, that's too much.
You're not talking about a
sit
down. No, you can pay £1 extra for chips if you want them. But it's sort of like £14.50.
That's daylight robbery.
Yes, it is. If you were like sitting in a fancy restaurant, you'd be like, do you know what? Get a fancy burger. But you're not sitting down. You're getting it in a bit of tinfoil and you're eating it. You know, it's like a McDonald's, basically.
Yeah, that's actually outrageous.
You can't go to the wrestling and get a packed lunch out, can you? You can't sit there with your Tupperware on your lap. Go on, smash his face in. If you got the spread, thank you.
That was the other thing. The O2 is a good venue. It's very good, but it's so... They don't let anything in. You can't bring any food and drink. You know, understandably, I know what the rules are, but it's all just about squeezing every last penny out of you.
Yes. No, some sort of government regulation on this sort of thing.
They do use that rule to for commercial ends, don't they? I get it for health and safety, but if I'm bringing in a bottle of water and so I'm not consuming any plastic, you've got to let that go in. But they don't, because you can throw it, I guess. Is that why they don't let it in? Or
you can buy stuff in there.
It's just money. It's all money, isn't it? You can't bring a bottle of water. You can buy one for £4 at the stand, you know?
Can you not take water in with you?
I don't know, actually. I should check that. I don't want to slander them. But
slander the O2, mate. They won't book you again.
No.
When we do this gig live at the O2.
Kevin, <See you there. laughs> part of me really wants just to book it. Just to book the O2 and just have our listeners. There'll be 300 people from Scotland there.
I think it costs the halls of the O2. As far as I understand it, I think it costs about 20 or 30 grand to book the Palladium.
It'd be funny to do it, though.
If we could crowdfund the money,
it'd be really funny to hire it and not fill it.
And just have eight people in there.
Have it as a write-off. You go, whatever money we spend on this, we don't need to make it back, so we don't need to push tickets. Mm. And we'll just have our nearest and dearest.
Oh, please, I would love that. Can I do a kind of Beyonce catwalk thing?
Do what you want, mate. It's the Palladium. You got it. It's all yours.
That'd be so good. All right, fine, we'll do that.
Cabin Fever live at the Palladium before this year is out.
Okay, oh my God, hang on. Before this year is out?
No,
before this decade is out.
Before our lives are out.
Fine, there you go. That's something to aim for. Okay, AOB, then apart from burgers at wrestling.
I've got one more, actually. Guess how much a hot dog costs at the O2? Cabin FE 83700. Oh, that's our Twitter name. £9, actually, if you
don't know. I was going to say it's £45. Damn.
GreaterBigOwl.com.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time.
The world's best converting checkout.
Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.